This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 14th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and I've got some news and information I want to share with you today. Some that came, I ran across last night. I wasn't able to print it off. Didn't have a printer available to do it the way I normally do. So, work with me a little bit on this first story when we get to it. Before, though, I wanted to say I didn't watch the Buffoon Fest Thursday night. You could have made this stuff up. I watched some of the highlights, I guess, or lowlights would be the proper term, of the Democratic debate. I mean, first, Biden's teeth trying to fall out of his head. I don't know if you saw that. That was interesting. How about, you know, Beto saying that he would take your AR-15. Joe Biden was saying some strange things about how people need help raising their kids and they need to put a record player on at night. Biden would release 500,000 inmates. No one should be in jail for nonviolent crime. Beto said border walls kill thousands. He said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. It's just completely unhinged what we're seeing the left say. And I don't know. You know, if you'd have told me back in 2015 that we would see anything like we're seeing now, just 4 years later after, you know, if you went back from the time before Trump announced he was running for the presidency, the political climate versus what we've got now, which I'm glad for it. I think it's a good thing. I think the more divisive, the more in your face it is, the more shocking the cultural Marxist statements are, the better it's going to do everybody, whether Trump wins or whether he doesn't in 2020, whatever. The window has moved decisively, and more people know that there is a lots of problems here in America with our political system and the unhinged bias that is against white people and conservatives and Christians is just, you know, it's just off the chart. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Buffoon Fest and the clown world of Thursday night because I'm sure that a lot of people have covered that. So I'm going to let that go. Also, I wanted to say, you know, living here in North Carolina, the news media, they get their talking points memo, and it says in bold print at the top, love Cam Newton. The Carolina Panthers have lost two games in 1 week. I find that hilarious because everybody around here, it makes them sad, and I get some sort of sick enjoyment out of it. I despise Cam Newton and the Panthers and all the media. He actually came out and wore a scarf. You know, he dresses in these outlandish, ridiculous attire all the time, and of course the media just fawn over him. He does the Superman thing, you know, and they love the Cam Newton freak show, I'm here to tell you. So also Sunday I was flipping through the channels. I ran across NASCAR. I've never seen the seats more empty. NASCAR, I mean, it looked like it was qualifying, but it was the actual race. I'd never seen the stands, so I was amazed they even showed the stands, how empty they were. So, and I've got a story here. I don't know if we'll get to it. I've got a lot to cover. But we're actually NASCAR, of all entities, is coming out against guns and don't want gun advertising in NASCAR. Well, I'm sure that'll work out well for you. They probably don't understand why their seats are so empty. And of course, the NFL seats, lots. A lot of stadiums are empty. People sick of the politicization of everything. They're just sick of this degenerate culture, hopefully, which is all we get from the mainstream media and Hollywood. So I wanted to share that. Also, you know, I was thinking about this. If you look at the situation we find ourselves in, if you look at the news, if you look at the violence, if you look at the bias, if you look at the reverse discrimination, what would Dr. William Luther Pierce say if he had lived through the Obama years? You know, what would his take have been on dissident voices if he had lived? Dr. Pierce was born on September 11th, 1933. He would have been 86 this past September 11th. So I just wanted to share that with you. You know, I don't know what year it was. I don't gauge sometimes looking back through time so well. I'm going to say it was around 2013, 14. I got into really listening to a lot of Dr. William Luther Pierce's take on the future, his predictions for the future. And we're talking about, you know, the forthcoming of hate crime legislation. We're talking about the disintegration of the white population. We're talking about demographic changes that he predicted. It's a lot of this now, as I say regularly, has been removed from the internet, YouTube, and that type of thing. But you can still go to nationalvanguard.org and you can buy the I've bought some. You can buy these DVDs of these radio broadcasts and videos, and but still a lot of them's on various other platforms as well. But I just wanted to say, September 11th, 1933, Dr. Pierce would have been 86 this past week. Okay, here we go. This first part's going to be a little, maybe not as smooth as I like for it to be, but we're going to get through it. Now, last night I ran across, I was looking to see if there was any news maybe that I'd missed before the broadcast, and I mentioned this website, and I've sent this out to several people to check out for themselves because I think there's a lot of information here people need to be aware of. I did not know there was a next generation of 911 coming. You're going to be hearing more about that. NG911, okay? But the title of the story, how Israeli tech and Mossad are working with the U.S. government to radically increase surveillance of Americans. Okay, how Israeli tech and Mossad are working with the U.S. government to radically increase surveillance of Americans. Russia-insider.com. That's a really, really lengthy article, and I'm not going to read that much of it because this thing goes into Epstein. It goes into a lot of information. I wish that I had time to do this differently. But after I read this article, I started looking to see who else, if anyone, was covering this information. And guess what I found? Chuck Baldwin was. Chuck Baldwin. And I'm going to read you what Chuck Baldwin, because it's much shorter, said about what these developments, okay? These developments right here. So I'm going to read a little bit of the beginning of this, and then we're going to go over to what Chuck Baldwin had to say, and then we're going to move forward because I've got a lot of news I want to cover today. So here we go. Following the arrest and subsequent death in prison of alleged child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, a little-known Israeli tech company began to receive increased publicity, but for all the wrong reasons. Not long after Epstein's arrest and his relationships and finances came under scrutiny, it was revealed that the Israeli company Carbyne, and that's C-A-R-B-Y-N-E, 911, had received substantial funding from Jeffrey Epstein, as well as Epstein's close associates and former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and Silicon Valley venture capitalist and prominent Trump backer Peter Thiel. Carbyne, 911, or simply Carbyne, develops call handling and identification capabilities for emergency response services in countries around the world, including the United States, where it has already been implemented in several U.S. counties and has partnered with major U.S. tech companies like Google. It specifically markets its product as a way to mitigate mass shootings in the United States without having to change existing gun laws. Now, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able in today's broadcast to read this whole story, and everyone needs to check this one out on their own. I've sent it out to a lot of people to check out for themselves, and maybe next hour when we take phone calls, if you've had time to read some of it, you can share your thoughts. Yet Carbyne is no ordinary tech company, as it is deeply connected to the elite Israeli military intelligence division, Unit 8200, whose alumni often go on to create tech companies, Carbyne among them, that frequently maintain their ties to Israeli intelligence, and according to Israeli media reports and former employees, often blur the line between their service to Israel's defense intelligence apparatus and their commercial activity. As this report will reveal, Carbyne is but one of several Israeli tech companies marketing themselves as a technological solution to mass shootings that has direct ties to Israeli intelligence agencies. In each case, these companies' products are built in such a way that they can easily be used illegally to surveil the governments, institutions, and civilians that use them, a troubling fact given Unit 8200's documented prowess and surveillance as a means of obtaining blackmail and Israel's history of using tech companies to aggressively spy on the U.S. government. This is further compounded by the fact that Unit 8200 linked tech companies have previously received U.S. government contracts to place backdoors into the U.S.'s entire telecommunications systems, as well as into the popular products of major American tech companies, including Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, many of whom's key managers and executives are now former Unit 8200 officers. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made it no secret that placing Unit 8200 members in top positions in multinational tech companies is a deliberate policy meant to ensure Israel's role as the dominant global cyber power, while also combating nonviolent boycott movements targeting Israel's violations of international law and stifling the United Nations' criticism of Israeli government policy and military operations abroad. As Jeffrey Epstein's link to intelligence in both the United States and Israel, the subject of a recent four-part series exclusive to Mint Press, began to be revealed in full, his financing of Carbyne came under scrutiny, particularly for the company's deep ties to Israeli intelligence, as well as to certain Americans with known connections to U.S. intelligence. Ehud Barak's own role as both financier and chairman of Carbyne has also added to the concern, given his long history of involvement in covert intelligence operations for Israel and his long-standing ties to Israeli military intelligence. Another funder of Carbyne, Peter Thiel, has his own company that, like Carbyne, is set to profit from the Trump administration's proposed high-tech solutions to mass shootings. Indeed, after the recent shooting in El Paso, President Trump, who received political donations from and has been advised by Thiel following his election, asked tech companies to detect mass shooters before they strike, a service already perfected by Thiel's company Palantir, which has developed pre-crime software already in use throughout the country. Palantir is also a contractor for the U.S. intelligence community and also has a branch based in Israel. Now, I'm going to leave it right there because I think that should give you the gist. And what this ultimately is Israeli-based companies having full control of the next generation of 911, which this goes on to say we will be able to turn on your smartphones, film with your phones at will, track everyone. This is a mass surveillance cybersecurity system, which just so happens as these mass shootings, Donald Trump is turning to, this is the direction we want to go, and well, lo and behold, it's already all in place. It's all been done there by Ehud Barak, Peter Thiel, with Mossad agent Jeffrey Epstein in the middle of it. And this reporting, as I got to looking into it last night, is being reported throughout European websites and, you know, Russian websites, but nary a peep here in America. Now, the only one that I saw, and, you know, I don't have time to do, you know, I can only do so much, so this isn't written in stone, but the only one that I saw that had picked up on this and had wrote anything about it was Chuck Baldwin, who I've interviewed for several times, it's not been lately. Former presidential candidate on the Constitution Party. Here's the title. Listen to this. This is the title of Chuck Baldwin's article about this article, okay? It looks like Trump will soon gut the Second Amendment, use Israeli companies to monitor Americans. So, Chuck Baldwin is connecting these dots, has connected these dots that I'm sharing with you today. So here we go. I'm going to read this article, and hopefully I can get it in before the first break. And I know I kind of hate to do this much reading. I hope it's not boring radio, but I want this information out. I think people need to know. This is where we're going. There was a guy called in. I think it was a guy with the chickens and stuff's in the background. And he was talking about, it's like a year ago, that Trump was going to implement these red flag laws. We're seeing them. Gun control is on the agenda. Listen to this. The U.S. Senate has reconvened from its August recess. Now, this is Chuck Baldwin. And first on the agenda is gun control. President Trump has been in ongoing talks with Democrats and anti-gun Republicans about exactly what and how much gun control will be passed this month. Virtually everything is on the table. Everything from so-called assault weapons bans to mandatory buybacks of all semi-automatic rifles to universal background checks to red flag gun confiscation laws. And on and on. September 2019 could wind up being the month that the Second Amendment dies, according to Chuck Baldwin. And worst of all, most conservatives are sound asleep, believing that Trump would never sign any of these communistic gun control measures into law. These people are totally bewitched by Donald Trump. But Donald Trump has been threatening to enact major gun control measures for months. At one time or another, he has endorsed everything from red flag gun confiscation laws to universal background checks to raising the age of gun possession to 21, etc. He has even said that he's in favor of creating a national social credit score similar to a financial credit score where major social media sites would monitor people's speech and issue a grade accordingly. A low grade would precipitate gun confiscation by government police agencies. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is where we're at, people. Trump's Department of Justice has already demanded that Apple and Google hand over the names, phone numbers, and other personal data on thousands of people who have purchased Obsidian 4 rifle scope app. Now, I was not aware of that. That's a link in this story. You can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com, read it for yourself. Obsidian being Obsidian 4 rifle scope app. This app is simply an electronic method by which hunters and target shooters can calibrate or zero in their scopes. Now these people are about to find themselves on a government watch list and perhaps a gun confiscation list. Now how about that for some news? And Donald Trump is the one doing this. While Christians, Republicans, and conservatives are living in an extended state of hibernation, thinking they have nothing to fear because Donald Trump is in the White House, Trump is quietly going about the business of turning the United States into a gargantuan surveillance police state. People who are paying attention now know that Donald Trump is a major supporter of establishing a national police state around the concept of pre-crime law enforcement. Does anyone remember the movie Minority Report? Well, it's here. Donald Trump is up to his orange hair in secretive pre-crime technologies that are already in the advanced stages of development. Major players in this high-tech Orwellian scheme include the late Jeffrey Epstein, former Israel Prime Minister Ehud Barak, Silicon Valley venture capitalist and prominent Trump backer Peter Thiel, current Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump's Zionist son-in-law Jared Kushner, his wife Ivanka, and the Israeli Mossad, and one of its many front companies, Israeli-based, here it comes, Carbine 911, along with Israel's elite military intelligence division, Unit 8200, and this is just the short list. Trump's ultimate plan is to create a new government department to implement advanced technology that can identify neurobehavioral signs of someone headed toward a violent explosive act using data collected by consumer electronic devices. The goal of Trump and his high-tech police state pals is total government surveillance and control over the U.S. population. These high-tech wizards are neck-deep in manipulation and exploitation of mass shootings, not only in America but around the world. They have determined that mass shootings are the requisite in order to put the population in a state of panic, fear, and anger, which will move them to accept Orwellian police state measures that promise to protect the public safety. I realize that most conservatives, especially most Christian conservatives, are so in love and intoxicated with all things Israel that they are completely closed-minded to the wicked machinations of the Israeli government working in concert with the U.S. government. So most of them will not even bother to investigate the facts, nor will they listen to anyone who knows the facts. But for those who have a heart for truth, it is absolutely obligatory that they begin educating themselves in the dark world of high-tech Israeli intelligence surveillance operations, because that is our future. But before these police state strategies can be fully operational, the American people must be disarmed, at least those arms that give them the capability of withstanding open government tyranny. I'm talking about AR-15 type rifles. I admittedly maintain that... All right, we'll have to wrap this up on the other side of the break. I was going to try to get it in. We'll finish it up on the other side. You're listening to Delta.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back on the media. Here in the studio, I'm running down this this story by Chuck Baldwin about what is happening with this pre-crime cyber intelligence that they're putting in place. Now, I'm going to finish the story. It's almost over, and then we'll talk about it. Granted, these police state strategies cannot be accomplished overnight, but Israeli pre-crime technology has now progressed to the point that it's ready to be introduced to U.S. law enforcement. If you don't believe that U.S. law enforcement agencies are being trained and gratefully influenced by Israel, read this report from Israel. There's a hyperlink here. Therefore, the pressure is on the power elite to enact gun confiscation of some sort soon. That puts it squarely in the lap of Donald Trump. Mark it down. Donald Trump will put his stamp of approval on some form of gun control. The only question is how much gun control and how bad will it be? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already promised that any gun control measure that Donald Trump approves will be voted on by the Senate. Whatever obvious form of gun control Trump finally embraces will depend on whether the globalist elites for whom Trump works intend that he be president in 2021 or not. It is very possible that Trump was never intended to serve two terms in office. He may have just been placed in the Oval Office. Presidents are selected, not elected, for the express purpose of enacting major gun control, even gun confiscation, because the power elite knew that the American people would never accept gun control from a Democrat president, but they will accept it, at least many of them will, from a Republican, Donald Trump. If that's the case, the gun control laws forthcoming will be bad. If another major mass shooting takes place soon, you will know that the power elite is manipulating Washington, D.C. to enact the worst kind of gun control laws now. I dealt with this subject in an August 21st Facebook post, and in that case, Trump will lose a significant number of his base, those conservatives that cherish the Second Amendment, and he will lose the re-election. But again, if that happens, it was doubtlessly planned that he lose the election. If, on the other hand, the power elite intends that Trump remain in office past 2020, he will embrace less egregious gun control laws for now and will focus primarily on establishing this new pre-crime government department that will quietly begin implementing the new sophisticated surveillance technologies that are now flowing like a raging river out of Tel Aviv and Beersheba, Israel. Either way, these might just be the last few days in the life of the Second Amendment, and if the Second Amendment dies, it will have been killed by President Donald Trump and his bewitched toadies across the country that sat back and did nothing to save it. Chuck Baldwin. So, you know, I think there is an awful lot of information to glean here. You know, we can't deny that this is all happening. This may have all been preset, pre-planned to happen, just like we're seeing it unfold. And if you get into that first article on Russia Insider, the one how Israeli tech companies and Mossad are working with the U.S. government to radically increase surveillance of Americans, if you look into what they're actually saying they can do, how can they stop mass shootings? What they're saying they can do is when someone calls into 911 or downloads this app that they want everyone to get, that's going to, you'll see being promoted in the near future, I'm sure, they have total control over your phone, total control of the camera, of the audio. They're going to claim they're only going to use it in a 911 situation so they can tell where the mass shooter is and get more information faster to law enforcement. And isn't that a clever way of, you know, problem, reaction, solution? They create the problem, mass shootings, the reaction of the people do something, then they roll out this app and this technology that's going to give law enforcement an edge. But in reality, the federal government, the Trump administration, are just completely making a mass surveillance control grid prison for society, and they're begging for it. You've already, I mean, I've got one laying right here. I can't throw stones. I've got one laying right here, but this is what they're putting in place, and it's already being implemented. And if you think about it, if you sit back and you think about it long enough, about how this whole landscape, how this whole picture has been painted, how this whole situation has been rolled out and manipulated by the media and both sides of the Republicans and the Democrats, it looks like a maestro playing the violin. You know, the way one step happens, then two, then three. We're into the red flag laws. States are implementing them. I did the story last week about the Marine who, ex-Marine, that had had his guns taken because of what he said he would do if attacked by Antifa. See, that's just laying the groundwork. That's just building the foundation to take people's guns for any reason, for anything that they've said, any off-the-cuff remark. I mean, this is the direction that they know they've got to disarm the population, at least as much as they can, at least get the ball rolling, start making it palatable that this is the direction. You know, Beto in the buffoon debate the other night, we will take your AR-15. So, see, it's no longer, the Democrat Party is no longer in any way standing for the Constitution, and the Republican Party is so super cucked out that you don't have anyone there that represents yours. They, yes, a bunch of lip service, oh, I'm for the Second Amendment. Then they'll go up there and vote for, you know, all kinds of egregious injustices to your Second Amendment rights. I mean, all of a sudden now, everywhere you can't open carry in open carry states like Walmart, you've seen this. This is all being done purposely. It's all pre-planned, and we're seeing it unfold right before our eyes. And the proof is on RussiaInsider.com. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses. And I know you're out there. You email me. But still believe the lie. I got an email during the break saying that there's no way the American government would let a company in Israel run the 911 system. Listen, do you guys remember back? The story was just there for a second when Harvey Weinstein hired Black Cube, which is owned by Ehud Barak, which is basically a mercenary force, to come over here and intimidate and strong arm his victims. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein hired Black Cube for the sole purpose of intimidating and strong arming victims, American citizens in America. And well, you know, They're not having congressional hearings about that now, are they? And they won't be. Okay, it is the, it's hard to believe, the 18th anniversary of 9/11. I'm going to let that go. Everybody can read that for yourself. Next hour, we take phone calls. You can agree or disagree with the first 30 minutes. I just wanted to get all of that information in. But listen to this right here. Where did I have to go to find this? Let's see. Where did I go? I had to go to the Voice of Alaska. The Voice of Alaska to find this story. You hear that story? Here we go. Listen to this. It's the 18th anniversary of 9/11. This is my story dedicated to the 18th anniversary of 9/11. It's been a point of controversy for more than a decade. Now researchers from the University of Alaska Fairbanks are weighing in. Did you know the University of Alaska in Fairbanks? They released some groundbreaking news this past week. Yeah. But guess what? Lester the Cuckold didn't carry it on NBC Nightly News, nor did he cover that other story. World Trade Center Building 7 was not struck by a plane, but collapsed hours after the Twin Towers on September 11, 2001. A draft report released this week by researchers at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks suggests that the fall was not a result of fires, despite the findings of the National Institute for Standards and Technology, an agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce in 2008. I won't bore you with the details, but I took part in that press conference. The study was paid for by a group of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. The nonprofit is said to represent over 3,000 architects and engineers who have signed a petition calling on Congress to launch a new investigation into the destruction of the towers. Dr. Leroy Halsey, a civil engineer professor at UAF, led a four-year study. This has been a four-year study. Now listen to this. According to the Institute of Northern Engineering's website, the objective was to examine the structural response of World Trade Center 7 to fire loads that may have occurred that day, rule out scenarios that couldn't have caused its collapse, and identify types of failures that may have caused the fall. The UAF's team's findings contradict those of the 2008 NIST report, which concluded that World Trade Center 7 was the first building ever to collapse primarily due to fire. Now, according to the NIST report, debris from the North Tower ignites fires on at least 10 floors in World Trade Center 7, and some of the floors burned out of control. NIST said the automatic sprinkler system on those floors failed, causing the fire to spread. The primary and backup water supply to the sprinkler systems for the lower floors relied on the city's water supplies, whose lines were damaged by the collapse of 1 and 2. A fact sheet of NIST investigation said those uncontrolled lower fires eventually spread to parts of World Trade Center 7 where the building's collapse began. Despite NIST findings, critics of the government's account have long argued the building fell in a controlled demolition. We virtually simulated the building, and we looked at that analysis, and we also virtually simulated what they did. We couldn't get it to do what they said it did, Halsey said. Ted Walter, the director of the strategy group, says one of its supporters approached Dr. Halsey about the research, partly because of UAF's reputation. When we started talking to Dr. Halsey, it became very clear that the engineering program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks was very strong, and Dr. Halsey was the chair of the department, and he had a lot of experience in modeling structures and doing forensic investigations, so we thought it was a perfect opportunity for us to move forward. The project's budget was $316,153. The draft report is now open for a two-month public comment period. The final report will be published later this year. However, the research team plans to make all the data used and generated during the study public by the end of September. So, with that said, what I'm trying to tell you is the University of Alaska Fairbanks spent $316,000 and done a study on, was it possible that a 47-story skyscraper, World Trade Center 7, could, every load-bearing beam could just simultaneously at the same microsecond give way due to fire, which is completely laughable. Actually, if you look back at that NIST report in 2008, I was logged in as a reporter, and I asked if I couldn't believe they took my question. I emailed it in. They said it. And my question was, are you contending that every load-bearing beam simultaneously gave way due to fire? And the guy doing it said, that's a difficult question, But yes, it's a phenomenon. It was a phenomenon that every load-bearing beam at the same micro-millisecond gave way due to fire on, 520 on September 11th, 2001. That story will get absolutely no reporting. Nobody's going to report that the University of Alaska and Fairbanks, a four-year study they've done now, a four-year study. So I wanted to get that in quickly today because it is the anniversary of 9/11. I know this audience all knows better than anyone about, you know, the ridiculous absurdity of the fairy tale narrative the government's put forth about 9/11. But, you know, it's a real window of insight into what the American people are willing to digest. Yes, 18 years later, people's opinions change, great documentaries, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, they got away with it. You know, they got because I know and you know they got away with it. And it led to all of the carnage and the just god-awful foreign policy of warmonger George W. Bush, and then you know, the same thing under Obama, same thing under Trump. We're still, well, you know, we were going to try to come out of what was it, Afghanistan this past week? I didn't even keep up with it. And of course, there was a bombing. You know, every time we're going to try to leave, just like in Syria, there's a gassing. You know, because we got to stay there forever. I mean, it's so silly anymore. I mean, it's almost like child's play just to see through the buffoonery that they put forth. All right, do you know who the new U.S. Middle East peace envoy will be? Do you have a clue? Have you heard? This is coming in from the telegraph.co.uk, so this is on Great Britain news. White House announces Jared Kushner's former coffee boy as new Middle East envoy. That's the headline. The new U.S. Middle East peace envoy will be 30-year-old White House administrative assistant President Trump announced yesterday. Avi Berkowitz, an assistant to White House senior advisor and Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, will inherit the role from Jason Greenblatt, formerly Mr. Trump's real estate lawyer, after Mr. Greenblatt announced yesterday he would step down. Mr. Berkowitz, who graduated from, of course, Harvard in 2016, has no foreign policy experience. He joined the Trump campaign in 2016 and has since served as Mr. Kushner's right-hand man in his administration. A 2017 Business Insider profile of Mr. Berkowitz quoted former White House spokeswoman Hope Hicks as saying his main duties were daily logistics like getting coffee and coordinating meetings. A former employer said on Twitter Mr. Berkowitz was not very impressive and needed significant hand-holding to handle even the simplest assignments. But now he's in charge of Middle East peace. I'm sure he's got this. So I just wanted, you couldn't make this stuff up, you know. So, the White House announced Jared Kushner's coffee boy is going to be the new Middle East peace envoy. So I'm sure all that will go really well. All right, how about this, since we're on a roll, I guess, discussing Israel. This came in from Politico, and, you know, this again, mainstream media. I only get the NBC Nightly News with Super Cuck Lester Holt. So, of course, I missed this story being reported. This is coming in from Politico. The U.S. government concluded within the past 2 years that Israel was the most likely behind the placement of cell phone surveillance devices that were found near the White House and other sensitive locations around Washington, according to three former senior U.S. officials with knowledge of the matter. But unlike most other occasions when flagrant incidents of foreign spying have been discovered on American soil, the Trump administration did not rebuke the Israeli government, and there were no consequences for Israelis' behavior, one of the officials said. The miniature surveillance device, known as stingrays, mimic regular cell phone towers to fool cell phones into giving them their locations and identity information, formerly called the International Mobile Subscriber Identity Catchers, or IMSI catchers. They also can capture the contents of calls and data use. The devices were likely intended to spy on President Donald Trump, one of the former officials said, as well as his top aides and closest associates, though it's not clear whether the Israeli efforts were successful. Yeah, right. Trump is reputed to be lax in observing White House security protocols, Political reported in May of 2018, that the president often used an insufficient secured cell phone to communicate with friends and confidants, the New York Times subsequently reported in October 2018 that Chinese spies are often listening to Trump's cell phone calls, prompting the president to slam the story as so incorrect, I have no time here to correct it. But then, as part of tests by the federal government, officials at the Department of Homeland Security had already discovered evidence of the surveillance devices around the nation's capital, but weren't able to attribute the devices to specific entities. The officials shared their findings with relevant federal agencies, according to a letter to a top Department of Homeland Security official, Christopher Krebs, wrote in May of 2018. So, based on detailed forensic analysis, the FBI and other agencies working on the case felt confident that Israeli agents had placed the devices, according to the officials, several of whom served in top intelligence and national security roles. So, of course, after I saw this story and, you know, I done a little looking to see what was being said in Israeli papers about this story, and of course, they denied it, and they also had a story that said Trump denied that Israel was behind placing them there. So, you know, if you want to talk about some pitiful reporting by the mainstream media of anything relevant to what's actually happening in our society, that one right there, you know, just takes the cake. I mean, that will only be reported on a very few, like Patriot or alternative media, so that it even happened. That it even happened. Breitbart, Drudge, NBC, CNN, even Fox, none of those is going to carry the story because it doesn't fit the politically correct narrative that they want to push constantly, that, you know, there's nothing like this ever takes place. I mean, I was looking through a lot of like Russia-insider.com websites over this past week, and it's really amazing, not in America, of course, but websites that are really ahead of the curve on Jeffrey Epstein, his connections, what actually happened, why he was there, the blackmail that he was doing, larger circles of which he was running. And I mean, you know, think about this. You know, some of these stories, when they happen, they just have legs and they go on and they go on and they go on. They try to do that with a lot of these shooter events. You know, you have the shooting, then it's the families, then it's the funerals, then it's the legislation, then it's they you know, they create someone like that hog. I forget his first name, that's always on TV. You know, he's still running with the media from the shooting in Florida. So that's how they keep a story going. But the Epstein, they want that just to drop off. You know, the guards was asleep, the cameras didn't work, he broke bones in his neck with a David Hogg. Yeah, David Hogg, that's his name. Thanks, Ken. That story, they don't want that to continue with legs. You know, Inside Edition, those nighttime shows, they're not continuing with the Epstein. They did there for a little bit, but then they move on. They move on. So it falls out the memory hole. And, you know, when you bring up something that happened years ago to normies, say you brought up the Las Vegas massacre to, you know, your cousin that doesn't really keep up with the news much, they have vaguely even a fog of a memory of what actually happened. You know, mass murder, Las Vegas shooter from country music event. They might know that. That'll be all that they know. And they have perfected this. That's why the media cycle works like it does. It's why they keep all this misinformation and disinformation in your face all the time. It's why the Kardashians are a never-ending story, these talentless wonders that they parade out all the time. And that's how they move, even though these things are right in front of your face, just like the Epstein, they move it right on to something else. And now what, you know, after they couldn't get any more mileage out of the Russian collusion hoax, they went right on to racism and white nationalism and had to have hearings in Congress about white supremacy. Now, they're not having hearings in Congress where they're actually going to do anything about the fact you're surveilled constantly or you don't have a right of freedom of association or, you know, everything you do is racist if you're white and you don't stand up for, you know, open borders. If you're not an open borders, anything goes, utopian equality, well, you're dirty, rotten, racist. You know, that's what the brush they're painting with now. And with that in mind, before we before we go any further, listen to this story here now. If you haven't heard this one, a Pennsylvania fire company that was closed after its leadership refused to address that one of its volunteer members had been affiliated with the Proud Boy group has apologized and accepted the member's resignation. Now, the title of this story ought to be the horror, the sheer horror that this fire department, which is a volunteer fire department, mind you, somehow found out that someone in its ranks had some affiliation with the Proud Boys. It shut down the entire fire department. The entire fire department. I know the brakes are going to get me on this one. The move paves the way for the Bonaire Fire Company in Hartford Township, a township with about 48,000 residents west of Philadelphia, to reopen. The local government said in a statement Monday, the initial decision to refuse the resignation was a mistake, the Bonaire Fire Company said in a statement. The fire company said that it focused on its relationship with the firefighters who has not been identified. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. It's just unbelievable. And we'll contrast this with what if it had been a different story. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and stay with me.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. We're trying to get the story wrapped up before the top of the hour. So we're talking about a Pennsylvania fire company shuttered the doors of the fire department, the volunteer fire department, because they found information that one of the volunteer firefighters had some ties or maybe was considering joining, I don't know, and they don't really make it crystal clear, the Proud Boys. So let's read on. The fire company said it's focused on its relationship with the firefighter who has not been identified, but the community's response makes it clear that the faith of many in the community members in the fire department has been undermined. It is our responsibility to restore this trust. The Proud Boys have been called an extremist organization and labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So yeah, whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center says, well, that's the gospel. The fire company acknowledged the designation of the SPLC and the Anti-Defamation League in announcing its reversal. Membership in any hate group is unacceptable to the Bonaire Fire Company, it said in a statement. The Bonaire Fire Company opposes any organization which treats any person unfairly or unequally. Do they really? We'll get to that. The Haverford Township Board of Commissioners said in a statement Monday that the positive actions by the Bonaire Fire Board of Directors, which includes sensitivity training and a reexamination of its bylaws, showed a board willing to take responsibility for their actions and the poor judgment it had previously shown. The township said the fire trucks and apparatus will now be returned to the fire company. They took them all away. You can't even fight the fire. Somebody's a Proud Boy. Oh, my God. The horror. And that it will recertify to provide services as soon as the township manager recommends that action to the board. So, all right, they got some rumor or some information that this guy was allegedly, well, probably really what it was, he was reading the Daily Stormer or something. And so they shut down the whole fire department. They took all the fire trucks away so no one could fight the fire. If your house is on fire, I guess just burn down, because we're not going to let a Proud Boy fight the fire. That's one thing for sure we're not going to do. We'll just let your house burn down. Nobody's getting the cat out of the tree. Nothing. Till we get to the bottom of this. So we took all the fire trucks away and we shut it all down because there was Proud Boy loose and we couldn't have that. So we had to throw the whole town into chaos over this. But what if that guy had been a member of Black Lives Matter? Would they shut down the fire department? Hell no. Hell no. What if he'd been a member of La Raza? Well, he'd have probably been moved to the chief, wouldn't he? What if he'd have been a member of Antifa? Would that have mattered? I say it wouldn't. You know why? Because the SPLC don't say it matters. What the SPLC says matters, apparently, is what matters. What the ADL says, that's what matters. You know, so he could have been Antifa. What if it was NAACP? That'd have been just honky-dory. Black Panthers. I bet it'd have been fine. You think they'd have took the fire trucks away and shut it down if one of the members had joined the Black Panthers? No. Well, if they had, the ACLU would have came and fought for them. They'd had NGOs. The Lutheran Church would have come to the rescue. Heck, the Pope might would have come here and rode around in his Pope Mobile if they tried to do something like that. You know? So you see the complete ridiculous absurdity of this. But that doesn't get mainstream reporting. We're coming up on the top of the hour. You listen to the Alternative Media Fair and back in moments.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.